This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, please be seated. It's my honor to present to you the speaker today, Allison Seeley, who I asked to speak as a young adult of this church, and she has so many wonderful things to say. So let's have a round of applause for Allison Seeley.
Good morning, everyone. It is a joy and an honor to be standing here today for what we call our senior sermon. Traditionally, this moment is set aside for our high school graduates, but this year, in the absence of graduating seniors, I was asked to offer a reflection. And while I may have finished college a little while ago, I still find myself in a season that feels like its own kind of graduation. Transition, waiting, uncertainty, and becoming. So you can enjoy the wonderful photos of me just growing up in St. Joseph's Church. I have literally been here my entire life, and so I'm really just always so glad to be here still and around so many amazing people and just so many different ministries to be involved in. So please enjoy the slideshow. I come to you today not just as someone who's finished a chapter, but as someone who's learning still how to surrender to the unknown, to the one who already knows. In today's gospel, we hear a portion of Jesus' final prayer before his arrest. He's just prayed for his disciples, but then he shifts and he says, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one." Jesus is praying for us, future believers, future strugglers, future seekers. He prays for our unity, for our oneness, not just with each other, but with God. "That they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." This is a prayer of connection, of love, but more than anything, it is a prayer of surrender. Jesus is not seeking to control the situation. He is handing it over. He is entrusting us, an imperfect people, into the care of a perfect God. When I graduated from college, I thought I had a pretty solid idea of what was next. I had my degrees, I had my plan, or at least I thought I did, right? Graduating in 2020 was just an entire era of uncertainty. And so really learning how to surrender to the Lord and just allow him to carry me through was really, really important in order for me to get to where I am today. And so although I did have that plan, as we know it, life tends to fall beneath our feet in ways that we can't even imagine. There were moments that I felt like I had done everything right, and still the future felt unclear. I asked God, "Where do I go from here? What's next? And why can't I see what you see?" And what I've learned, and what I'm honestly still learning, is that faith is not about seeing the whole picture. It's about surrendering to the one who ultimately holds it. There's solace in struggle. God calls on us in John to lean on each other in our shared spirit of love for God, to unite in order to receive everything we want out of this life, and once we pass on. No matter what struggles we may endure, we're often not alone, and there's somebody else somewhere in this world experiencing a very similar, if not the same, struggle. Fellowship and sharing our experiences with others help us to build a sense of community. The sense of unity and oneness that stems from it is a reflection of God. Sometimes I think we expect to hear from God through a very specific channel of communication and fail to notice that God is communicating with us all the time, whether that's through perfect timing, good or bad omens, people or moments that resonate with us throughout the day. You might think he doesn't know what you're going through because the message hasn't been delivered on your time in the way that you expect, yet it's been in front of you the whole time. Surrendering to the power of God gives you an open mind and sharpens your discernment to be able to pick up on those subtle messages and apply them in a way that you see fit. I remember my uncle telling me about my late grandmother praying and then going outside to actually do something about it. And so just having this unwavering sense of faith about what it is that you want to achieve, but then also going outside with that power within you to go actually achieve it. And so Jesus shows us that surrender doesn't mean defeat. It means entrusting our lives and the people we love to God's care, even if we don't know the end result. Kind of like taking a leap of faith, if you will. When stepping into new chapters blindly, not knowing what to expect, it's really important to trust God that it'll work out in our favor in whatever way that is. It gives us a certain level of confidence because God really does conspire to work in our favor when we are really acting in ways that are reflective of His image. In one of my favorite novels, The Alchemist, the main character relies on crystals to help him in his decision-making process. But ultimately, once he does pose the question to the crystals and both of them fall out at the same time, he's left with really truly having to lean on the faith that he has in God, as well as developing the faith in himself to be able to make the best decision possible for the best outcome. And so that is ultimately what surrender looks like. Not necessarily giving up when you don't have all the answers, but just giving it up to the Lord and releasing your plans into His hands, because He's ultimately the one that sees the whole picture. And that's what inspires our faith and perseverance. In John 17, Jesus doesn't pray for us to have easy lives, right? He doesn't pray for specific outcomes. He prays for oneness. I in them and you in me, that we may be completely united. Unity with God is not just about agreement. It's about alignment. Being so connected to the heart of God that we surrender our plans, our questions, and even though it might be difficult, our fears too. And that trust that we can develop in Him so that way we can go and be our best version of ourselves. Jesus surrenders His followers, His mission, His very life, and entrusts it to the Father. If He can do that in His darkest hour, can't we try to do the same in ours? Whether you are an upcoming, upperclassman student, a college graduate, a retiree, or somebody just trying to make it through the week, we all face transitions. We encounter moments that ask us to loosen our grip. So I ask you today, what are you holding on to so tightly? What dream, worry, or expectation are you gripping with both hands? And what would it look like to surrender it not in fear, but in faith? Jesus prayed that we would be one with each other and with God, and that oneness begins not with striving, but with surrender. God never asked us to know everything, but only to be one with Him. And in that unity, there is peace. Now, mind you, this is probably a lifelong struggle that we are going to endure. You know, every single day we're trying to become better at this and really learn how to do this. And so you're not alone in trying to master that. But there is hope. Jesus already prayed for us. Long before we knew what we would ever need, He spoke to the Father on our behalf. This means that we don't walk into surrender alone, but rather we walk into it covered in love. Let's become one by letting go. Let's trust the one who holds us, even and especially when we can't see what's next. In closing, as I study my Bible on about a weekly basis, I really enjoy reading different translations because I find that it helps give a well-rounded perspective on the story being told. And so some other relevant verses within John that I want to highlight come from the New International Version and the Passion Translation. Quote, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. And the very words you gave to me to speak, I have passed on to them. They have received your words and carry them in their hearts. They are convinced that I have come from your presence, and they have fully believed you have sent me to represent you. For all who belong to me now belong to you, and all who belong to you now belong to me as well. And my glory is revealed through their surrendered lives. Amen.
What's free? Yes, everything is free. So I think we have some really outstanding people here that should really consider it. Nothing better.